Welcome to a podcast from the Consensus Building Institute. CBI helps groups and organizations around the world negotiate and collaborate more effectively. It is headquartered in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and is online at cbuilding.org.
My name is Noah Susskind, and I'm talking with Dr. Hal Movius, Director of Assessment, Coaching, and Training Services at the Consensus Building Institute in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Hal, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome, Noah. Good to be with you.
Hal, I understand that you've got a new idea about how companies can get better at negotiating their big deals. Can you tell us about it?
Up until now, the problem has been that training has focused on individuals. What needs to happen going forward is that training and other kinds of interventions need to focus on building organizational capacity so that individuals can succeed. Organizations are throwing away a lot of money by training people but not offering any other support to the people that have been trained.
So it sounds like the big problem is organizations have been trying to improve their negotiations piecemeal rather than doing something whole cloth.
I think that's right. I think all of us in the field, and I include practitioners in this category, have conceptualized negotiation and learning about negotiation as something that happens individually. That is, individuals go to training programs, individuals improve their skills, individuals go back and somehow do better. The reality is we all work in organizations. Negotiation, when it's done well, requires a set of capabilities that include adequate time to prepare, conversations internally to clarify the different kinds of things that different groups inside the organization care about, explicitly defining success and what success looks like, explicitly naming the criteria that might be used to support specific arguments, and sometimes those criteria require the expertise of disparate people inside the organization, and clearly understanding and reflecting back to the organization what the negotiator's perception is of the interests and alternatives that are confronting the organization. Because very often we find people think they know all these things, go forward, get what they think is a great deal, go back to their organization, and somebody from finance, from legal, from engineering, from marketing, says, you didn't address the kinds of things I cared about. Now the negotiator says, well, you didn't have time to talk to me on Tuesday afternoon. That reflects a lack of organizational preparedness, and we think that that's what organizations need to invest more time and resources in.
You're advocating a change towards something where the whole organization tries to change the way it does business.
Well, I think that's right. It's not necessarily everybody within the organization, but leadership, to the degree that it's making a substantial investment in training for core business competencies like negotiation, ought to be thinking about the return on investment. And our contention, based on our experience and based on the work that we've been doing for the past several years with some large global corporations, is that you're not going to maximize your return on investment only by doing training. That is, training is necessary but not sufficient. When we work with organizations of all kinds, we want to understand something about the kinds of agreements they're trying to reach. What are the issues that they're typically negotiating? What are the problems they typically encounter? What kinds of partners do they tend to have across the table, and what are the interests those partners have? What are the business requirements that help shape what will be viewed as a successful outcome? And if you don't first go in and assess what the kinds of issues are that the organization faces, what the capabilities are that they need to develop, how training can begin to address those capabilities, and what else is needed, then you're really, in some ways, squandering your organizational development resources.
Can you say more about what happens after assessment?
Then we want to craft or tailor both an educational experience in terms of training that is responsive, that is, materials that address the kinds of problems and in the kinds of contexts that the audience is likely to encounter, because we find that that's more impactful. but also what else beyond training is likely to be needed? Coaching and mentoring, for example. A shift in the way the organization measures success. And I'll give you an example. Very often in procurement organizations, success gets measured in terms of short-term dollars saved. And it's important to do the hard work of defining what long-term value creation looks like in terms of the relationship and the risks of poor relationships, in terms of the process that can go either more efficiently or much less efficiently, and in terms of the outcome, and by the outcome, we mean what kinds of interests within the organization need to be satisfied. And that's not always an easy thing to do, to calibrate, again, those multiple interests at your back table.
I want to ask you why this kind of approach hasn't been adopted yet or already.
Yeah, I think there are two reasons. One is there is a well-established market for training, and people understand what training is, and people define themselves as trainers and market training. And there is a product around training that consists of either a face-to-face or a virtual or self-led educational focus that typically addresses individual skills or sometimes the skills within a small team. The other reason is that human resource professionals and other professionals who are responsible for organizational development typically have siloed budgets. That is, they have a certain amount of training dollars set aside, and they don't know how to fund projects that fall outside of training or go beyond training in scope. Even though there's a tremendous opportunity to increase the return on investment for training, there's not a mechanism set up within the organization for making a broader investment.
So how would the Consensus Building Institute help organizations overcome those obstacles?
We take time up front to try to understand through confidential conversations the kinds of negotiation issues that come up for the audiences that we're going to work with. And those can be both with partners across the table and with in terms of the internal dynamics that I mentioned earlier, which often are not discussed. We want to try to craft a tailored training program. And I think CBI has a good deal of experience now with probably more than 100 organizations developing tailored trainings. And finally, we want to give people a pragmatic process model. That is, we don't just want to list the kinds of things that we think are important. We have a four-step process model called the mutual gains approach to negotiation, and it involves preparation, value creation, value distribution, and following through. And under each of those headlines, there are a set of prescriptions that we make explicitly and that we try to provide examples of throughout the course of the training experience. Beyond training, we're very interested in helping organizations learn to capture knowledge and improve skills and processes on their own. We want to find champions, that is, people who are passionate about negotiation as a subject area, and sponsors, that is, leaders within the organization who have a stake in improving negotiations within their particular business unit or division. So beyond training, we're very interested in helping organizations to develop their own capacity. We don't want to be providing training workshops over and over again, year after year. We want to provide train-the-trainer programs. We want to train cadres of coaches. We want to help the organization to understand performance metrics and business processes or other organizational processes that need to be realigned or amended to reflect the kinds of success criteria for negotiation that the organization feels are important. And we want to do all that in a way that's cost effective. So one of the things that we've done with some of our global clients is to establish a center of excellence where clients can leverage both connections to one another and connections to experts to get real-time answers to problems that they have and to get updated with the latest thinking in negotiation. We think this is going to be a very powerful tool going forward, particularly for organizations who have personnel that are scattered around the world and operating in different time zones with different kinds of problems.
Yeah,
online resources like that Virtual Center for Excellence seem to make a lot of sense. But Hal, aren't organizations reluctant to make such a large investment in their organization up front?
Well, I think you raise a good point, and I should clarify. We've done things incrementally. Most of what we've ended up doing with our clients is to do careful assessment, provide some training, and in the course of the training, it becomes clear to leadership and participants that things need to change in the organization in order for the organization to be better prepared to create value at the negotiating table. So we sometimes partner with sponsors and with champions to propose back to the organization next steps.
Is there anything else you want to add about this work you've presented or the work CBI has been doing? I understand it's going to be presented in a book published shortly by the Harvard Business School.
That's right. Larry Susskind and I have a book coming out probably in early 2009 called Building a World-Class Negotiating Organization. And we'll lay out a programmatic platform for organizational development. I would only add that I think many people have sensed in the negotiation field that we need to do something differently, that there is some impact to training individuals and then sending them back into organizations. But as one of my mentors, Warren Bennis, once remarked, there's nothing worse than sending a changed person back into an unchanged organization.
That's Hal Movius of the Consensus Building Institute. I'm Noah Susskind. Hal, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.
This has been a podcast from the Consensus Building Institute. You can find us online at www.cbuilding.org.